Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Having a great visit with a new friend, Karen Cataline is here. Karen is the producer and host of Spouting Off, a live internet and terrestrial radio call-in show. KarenCataline.com, is that right, with two Ks?
Yeah, not a middle K. It's not KKK, but just no. Karen. You know, I'm a
Karen Cataline.
I'm a middle-class white woman who complains a lot, so I cop to that. I'm a Karen, yes.
There you
and
go.
And Cataline is spelled KATALINE.com.
All right, so check it out. Karen, I've got a, and she reports on and discusses the current events, folks, including the election. I've got a little, I've got a scenario that I want to paint for you. In October, Pelosi brought up the 25th Amendment and sort of aimed it at Trump. And I'm thinking, why would she bring that up 3 weeks before an election? And then right. And my next thought was, literally, the next thought was, it's not about Trump. It's about Biden. And I started paying attention to the peril that President now elect, according to the Electoral College, President elect Biden. That's the first time I've said that. I think he's in peril.
I don't accept it.
Okay, I'm with you. I hear you. But I think he's in peril.
I won't use the term, and it isn't a done deal yet.
I think he's in peril because of this. Because last Thursday, I heard CNN reporting on, and AP did this too, reporting on the Hunter Biden case. So my point is, right. If they're starting to report on the Hunter Biden case, their attitude is, it's too messy to get him out because of his incapacity, but it won't be messy if he has to resign because of his son, and I say he won't make the year. What do you think?
Well, first off, I think we're a long way, unlike many some Republicans that I know, we're a long way from Biden being the presumptive guy who's going to be inaugurated on January 20th. The media has been anointing Biden since November 4th. I'm not buying it. That is a false narrative. And the stakes in this election, you know, I could do an hour on it. It couldn't be higher. And the fact of the matter is, it does not matter who is in power and who's sitting in the Oval Office if the Democrats get in power. The people that will really be in power, and we've seen this, it's not a conspiracy theory,
that's right,
is the Communist Party USA and the Chinese Communists. So it doesn't matter
with their useful idiots and big
or
tech
Biden,
and Wall Street.
It just does not matter. And so that's number one. Number two, I think I forgot. Oh, can I just take a slight detour very, very quickly?
Go ahead.
Because I know you're on your last segment.
Go ahead.
And because you write so much about small business, and I really do have a huge heart for small business because they are on the front lines of this socialist, communist,
they're in jeopardy because of this. That's right.
On this country. And it is essential that small businesses organize together, unite together, fight like hell because they're fighting for us. Communism does not like small business because it symbolizes independence, it symbolizes individuality,
right,
which we talked about before, and they don't want that. They only want giant big box stores who are basically government grocery stores, government clothing stores, and all the rest. So until people see this as a direct attack on our country, go to your nearest small business, your small restaurants in particular. Give them money, support them, organize them, help them, enlighten them.
And
these
thank
are
you
all
for
very
saying
important
that.
Things.
Thank you for
do.
Saying that, Karen. And the thing is, and I'll give you the last thoughts on this, we've already seen the movie of the next 4 years if Biden becomes the president, because we saw that in 8 years of Obama Biden. Last thoughts.
That's only the beginning. It's going to be
an Obama third term
on steroids.
Yeah, it's going to be worse. I think you're right about
that. Yeah, much worse. Much worse.
Tell us again how we can find you online, Karen.
Yeah, well, please follow me on Twitter and Facebook and Parler and Gab and MeWe. Karen Cataline, I'm the same on all, KarenKataline. I do a show 3 times a week, Spouting Off, and I write a lot of op-eds and a lot of things that get in Western Journal and elsewhere.
Yeah.
So
thank
I'd
you,
love
Karen.
To connect with your listeners, and thank you.
Thank you for being here. We'll see you next time. Karen Cataline, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.